7.
Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of this live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. You can, of course, take control of the airwaves. We've been talking about everything from the supposed apocalypse, which is allegedly imminent within the next 2 weeks, all the way to Pearl Harbor and the government kind of ginning up conflict with the intention of creating war, and then actually just got done with a phone call from a Marine, former Marine, who claims he witnessed the CIA running drugs out of Afghanistan. We've been all over the place. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. But right now we've got Mary on the line. She's giving us an update on a case. She's in Michigan, and apparently she had gone to pay some sort of a fine in $1 bills. Mary, tell me a little bit more, tell our audience a little bit more about what happened. You were just convicted by a jury of obstructing and disorderly conduct on this charge, but you'd gone to pay something in $1 bills at some government bureaucracy. What was it, and what exactly did you do on that day?
Well, if anybody wants to get the long extended version, they can do a search on YouTube for assault on Mary in Hudsonville. But basically, I went in there to get clearance papers for my driving on a suspended license and to pay the original $100 ticket that I fought and lost. So I had 145 in ones. My brother had a video camera, and my first interaction, I went up to the when I went up to the window, I was trying to, you know, let them know that, hey, you know, I'm here to pay this fine. I don't think this is right. I'm just trying to be, you know, I'm kind of worried because I won't be heard and understood. And then all of a sudden I've got this guy, Deputy DeVille, lunging at me saying, give me the camera. And I intercepted the camera for my brother, put it in my pocket. It was turned off. And then I wasn't leaving fast enough. As soon as they realized the money was marked, the clerks at the counter asked the cop, can we take this? And the cop said no and told me to
How leave. Was the money marked?
There was several root-striking quotes, quotes by some of the founding fathers, Frederick Bastiat, Martin Luther King. I mean, a bunch of different root-striking, peaceful quotes.
Mm-hmm.
And government is forced, taxation is theft was written on several. And I don't know if they, I mean, nobody testified to what was written on the bills. They were just clearly marked. They were still clearly dollars, and there was nothing illegal about
it. Sure, you hadn't obscured the serial numbers on the bills?
No, most of it was written in colored Sharpie.
Gotcha.
So it clearly read, you know, they were clearly readable as bills. And I even mm-hmm. said, you know, this is supposed to be good for all debt, you know, private and public. And, well, if you don't leave, we're going to arrest you. And I asked for what? And they said trespassing. So my brother's like, let's go. And he was about five paces ahead of me. And I'm, you know, leaving the entire time. I mean, you can see on the videos, I'm leaving the entire time. And I'm 4 feet from the door when Deputy Heaton stepped up, grabbed a hold of my arm. I said, I don't consent to you touching me. You know, I'm leaving. I'm out of here.
Hmm.
And then the next thing I know, I'm on the ground. I got tased, maced, spent the night in a cage. And the first couple hours, in fact, were spent in a restraint chair in a single-person cage before they moved me to
That's what they put the people who they believe are suicidal or a danger to themselves in. And it's torture. It's a torture chair,
it
basically.
It is. Just strapped with backpack straps. The wrists and feet are bound. And, of course, I still have, you know, snot and tears and pepper spray dripping from my face, and it was a very, very horrible, traumatic experience, and I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy. And
now you're facing a felony conviction here. You are convicted now as a felon, and the charge was, what was it, obstructing government administration or justice? What was the exact charge?
The exact charge on the felony was peel assault / resist / obstruct is how it's written out on the paperwork, and then the misdemeanor was, like I said, changed, you know, two different times to eventually re-disturbing the peace, even though it was my peace that was clearly being disturbed. I wasn't bothering
anybody. And you
anybody.
Heroically took this to trial, thinking that you were well within your rights to walk into a government office and attempt to pay a fine
and leave when you're told to leave and get tackled.
Right, in dollar bills. And they ended up finding you guilty, which is, of course, not Unfortunately, too surprising. Juries tend to be very obedient to the state. They pick the most obedient people for the jury, and it's tragic what's happening here. How many years are you facing over this?
Well, chances are, because I don't have any prior record, I will probably end up getting time served, which is 2 days, because I spent 27 hours or so in a cage. Because I'm a peaceful person, because, you know, I wasn't, because I am, I made it clear to they do a pre-sentencing report when you're found guilty, so I had to go down to the probation dungeon after getting the guilty verdict, and I went home with this big packet of 15 pages of paperwork where they want to know everything and anything about my past history, and then at that interview, you know, I made it very clear to her that, you know, I was the one who was beat up and traumatized here, and the felon label, you know, and she said, well, I can't do anything about the felon label, but because you haven't been in trouble before, you know, she can only do what she can do as far as giving me the lesser end of the punishment spectrum, you know, on her report. And sentencing actually happens on the 14th of January. So I've got this, you know, hanging over my head for a month where I'm, you know, looking to find lawyers, criminal appeals.
You do plan on appealing this?
Absolutely. I mean, I didn't do anything wrong. I did
Good for you.
Speak with a couple of people about what I can do to not get this felony label. And there's some paperwork I'm going to have some help with. And
Wow, I'm watching this, by the way. It is Assault on Mary in Hudsonville, video 3 of 3, where you are arrested. It's the security camera video from the government. I mean, they've got... It looks like 4 or 5 officers surrounding you. You are absolutely backing out the entire time. You kind of stop at the door. They open the door for you as though you're going to leave. You're clearly having some sort of a conversation. And then one of them grabs you, and they all, like, glom onto you as though you're some sort of crazed, violent, you know, addict felon that's going to lash out at them. It's ridiculous.
It was absolutely ridiculous, and it was just a complete shock, and it still feels a little surreal that, you know, 12 people, supposedly my peers, who are also forced to be there. You know, they labeled me a felon. I mean, it was amazing.
Well, to me, you're a hero, Mary. I appreciate you taking the time to do this, because I imagine they offered you a plea deal, did they?
Yes, and there's no way I was taking the plea. And
what was the offer, by the way?
The offer was basically pleading down to the misdemeanor charge, which was by that time amended to disturbing the peace and probably fines and stuff.
And now, let me real quick explain to the listening audience just how evil a plea bargain is. If Mary is, you know, a crazed lunatic bent on destruction of Western civilization, why in the world would you offer her a lesser charge? I mean, for God's sake, she needs that. She needs to be convicted by a jury of her peers to spend the rest of her life in a cell if she's a dangerous, awful person. The only people that plea bargains help are guilty individuals and government bureaucrats.
How are you, by the way, Mario? Are you a Free State Project participant, by the way?
I think the Free State, just by its very definition, is kind of a contradiction in terms. I'm more about pushing the liberty in general. Yeah, absolutely. I've called into pork therapy. In fact, since this whole thing, in the past week, I paid $275 in ones, which weren't marked. I didn't have time, to another court for the driving on a suspended license, which I fought and lost. And then $47, which I did mark up a little bit, I gave to the Secretary of State so I could get my registration updated. So I'm still... keep on keeping on. I didn't get arrested for
like
that.
I said, it's heroic. I appreciate everything that you've done, and I just feel like people like you are really spinning your wheels out in places like Michigan and in other places when you could come to New Hampshire and be together with other people who think like you do. You know, we don't still have enough people to totally, you know, get on all the juries, but at least we've got a growing movement of activists that have a similar mindset, people that love liberty. And I agree with you, Free State is a contradiction in terms, kind of an oxymoron. on. But it is a project worth looking into, and I'd recommend
Absolutely.
You go to freestateproject.org and hope to see you up here in New Hampshire someday where we can back you up on this stuff. I don't know how many people came out to support you in court, but you probably would have had at least 20 of them here. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate the update, and let us know what happens with your sentencing. Thanks
right
again. 855-450-FREE.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-335-1958. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-335-1958. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-335-1958. That's 1-800-335-1958.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. December 7th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16.97.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $17.39.41, $8.69.70 for a half ounce, or $4.34.85 for a quarter ounce. That's $17.39.41, $8.69.70, and $4.34.85.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything that you want. Toll free, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you there. We've got a mobile site for those of you with a smartphone. Go to M, as in mobile, .freetalklive.com. You'll find links to our live streams as well as software that will help you get tuned into those live streams. You can go to m.freetalklive.com. Like the rest of our website, it's free.
One of the realities of a world that has fiat currencies, and a fiat currency is a currency like the U.S. dollar and just about every other currency in the world, that governments can print more of at will. They call it money, and therefore it is. Is that the state uses that currency, that will inflate that currency base in order to fund its wars. It's mathematically impossible for an individual to inflate bitcoins. Bitcoins are a new online currency that's peer-to-peer, open source, that allow you to send and receive money on the internet without having to pay any fees. They're potentially anonymous if you use them properly. And, you know, they've got a lot of advantages that regular currencies don't. They're a step forward in currencies. If the world used bitcoins, governments would have to think long and hard about who they wanted to go to war with. Antiwar.com is having its fund drive, and they take bitcoins now. Go to antiwar.freetalklive.com and donate to this worthy organization. They're the only ones out there reporting news that isn't slanted towards war. It's antiwar.freetalklive.com to donate in Bitcoin.
Let's go to the phones and you and your thoughts. Dean's on the line calling all the way from across the pond in London, England, listening to XM. Dean, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, hi. I was listening earlier to the Marine you had talking about the opium, and it really struck a chord with me because I've actually seen this myself. And the core point that I wanted to make this evening on this issue is there are far too many people aware of this who are smearing their Christmas trees with turkey paste.
Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. I didn't think he could be listening to XM in London, England, unless he was listening online. You can listen to XM through their online subscription.
I wonder if somebody from England could have picked him out as a faker as far as the accent.
The accent, yeah. I picked him out as a crank.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Whatever.
Anyway, at least it wasn't a profane crank.
Well, profane by someone's... he might have said...
smearing your Christmas tree with turkey paste.
Turkey paste?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Whatever that is. Grind up a turkey, and I guess you have turkey paste.
Well, clearly you don't think that he used some kind of foul language.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's continue here. We've got Earl listening in Medford, Oregon to KMED. Hey, Earl.
Hi. I'd like to talk to you about a couple things. The first is the definition of the word public.
Yes, sir.
It does not mean we the people. It means the government.
Yes, I agree.
So it's important that people understand that, because a public building or a public car, you can't use that, and they can tell you to leave or not use it. And most of the time, you'll never, ever be given permission to use it.
Yeah, but they will tell you that when they want you to pay for it, that it's yours. For instance, you know, the park or whatever.
Yeah.
The park belongs to everybody. Really? Well, I guess I'll be going out there and buck naked chainsawing down the trees.
Whoa, you can't do that.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Public is a buzzword that makes it's like when they call themselves public servants. What they really mean is they work for the government and they're serving themselves to your money that they're stealing from you.
Right, at double the rate of pay that the normal people get. But the other part I wanted to bring up was the abuse of power, such as in Mary's situation, where government officials abuse their power, and they do that under the umbrella of qualified immunity. For example, if a code enforcement officer comes to you and says, oh, you're not allowed to have that thing on your property, whatever it is, and you stand up, hey, it's my property. I'm going to keep that thing on my property. And it turns out that the code enforcement officer or the police officer or name the public servant, it turns out that he's wrong. There's no penalty. There's a penalty if you're wrong.
Right.
But there's no penalty for when the public servants are wrong.
That's right.
And if they were penalized, like with their job, then first of all, they'd always be polite. And number two, they'd always win because they would always make sure that they were 100% correct in the law, instead of when they lose, they should lose their job.
Well,
or lose something.
Right. Well, I mean,
it means that because see, when the weight of the government comes against you, this is something that causes people to lose sleep. It disturbs their peace. It needs to be that the public officials are so sure that he's willing to put his job on the line.
I love your ideas. It's a great idea.
Yeah,
they'll never agree to it, though.
They don't have any skin in the game.
It has to be done through a referendum. But not only the code enforcement officer, the frontline official, needs to lose his job, but all the other appointed officials who oversee him all the way up to the highest office for that department, whatever it is, they all lose their jobs because they were supposed to oversee him, and he violated someone's rights.
What a wonderful world that would be, Earl.
They did not do their job.
That is just a lovely vision. I totally support it. Now, what can we do to make that happen?
It can be done through a referendum. People can do that through a referendum in each of the states.
And then what? Have the politicians, they'll write, make sure it's written up and enforced by the government bureaucrats?
No, you have it written by the people. They put in through the referendum, so we get to put the words in instead of them letting the representatives put the words in.
Then the union challenges it as unconstitutional, and the Supreme Court overturns it. I don't know. I guess I'm a pessimist when it comes to keeping these government bureaucrats accountable. But I think what you've proposed is a good idea, and I do support somebody doing something about it.
It speaks to the fact that when you go up against the government, whoever, because the government is nothing. The government is a label. The government is people who believe that they own you.
Mm.
And, you know, when you go up against these people, that they've got no skin in the game. They're not going to lose anything.
No, they're getting a paycheck either way.
Right. You know, the prosecutor in Mary's trial, if Mary would have lost, they weren't going to send him to jail for 2 days to sit locked up in a chair like she sat so that he'd have to. I mean, you know, none of that. There's no skin in the game for these people.
Earl, thank you for that call. I do appreciate hearing from you tonight. Good suggestion. I think that that would be something that maybe we could look at doing here in New Hampshire someday as we get more people moving here for the Free State Project, people that love liberty coming together to the same place. Many Free State Project participants are already getting elected to State House, so maybe we will see some kind of a proposal like that. I mean, who could oppose an idea like that besides the government bureaucrats?
Well, but I mean, take a look at how they enforce their own laws. I mean, you know, this is it's just how it goes from top to bottom. Charles Rangel, you know, if you and I did what he did on his taxes, we'd be in jail. They just threw another Hollywood guy in jail for not filing tax return in 3 years. I don't know. Costner's maybe? I don't know. I'm so bad at these names. Maybe Stephen Costner was one of these.
Not Wesley Snipes.
It was not Wesley Snipes. Okay. And you know, they do it all the time going after them, but from the very top to the very bottom. I mean, when was the last time you heard about a cop in a cop car getting a ticket for speeding or going through a stop sign?
Just saw one parked at a parking meter that was expired the other day. James Cleveland did.
No, they don't have to do that. They don't have to pay those things.
Right.
They're different than you.
They're better. Second class of people. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're doing the live Saturday edition of the program. Still have plenty of time for you and your thoughts if you make the call now. To 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Many features await you there. We've got a webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact with the program, specifically with our listeners to the show. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com to see and do those things. It's completely free. Now, we've talked about bitcoins quite a bit here on Free Talk Live, letting you know that they are an amazing development for the Internet. This thing is, in my opinion, changing the world and will only have a larger effect over time. It is a decentralized currency, and it is completely digital, meaning that it exists only in the realm of the Internet. And it's incredibly valuable because it allows people to transfer their money, their value, from one person to the next, all around the world, virtually instantaneously, and without any governmental oversight or bankers' involvement whatsoever.
Complete control over their money, which people sitting and listening to the radio right now likely think, well, you know, complete control of your money. I've got complete control of my money. No, you don't. No, you don't.
Not if the IRS comes to your banker and says, let's get into that safe deposit box or that vault over there and raid your account.
Oh, but I've got nothing to worry about. Well, the fact is that foreign countries. The United States has gone into foreign countries and gone after people's accounts. So therefore, one can only assume that the United States would let foreign countries come after bank accounts here. I don't have a news story for it, but I'll bet you it's happened.
I got a news story for you. How about, was it the 1930s when people who were just holding gold didn't think they had anything to worry about either, and then all of a sudden it was confiscated?
Confiscated gold from people? Absolutely. If you think you've got control over your money, you are mistaken. So anyway,
by the way, that was the gold that was in their safe deposit boxes. If you had the gold buried somewhere, you'd have been all right.
You still had
it. But you can't stick gold into your computer's CD-ROM drive and transfer it over the internet. Doesn't work that way.
Bitcoins you can, and right. If you want to get some bitcoins, go to bitinstant.com. It's the fastest, safest, easiest way for you to get bitcoins. Bitinstant.com. We've been working with them for quite some time. We've all gotten bitcoins from them. They are a safe, fast, and easy way to get your bitcoins. I recommend them. I could not recommend them more highly. Bitinstant.com.
Some pretty cool guys running the company, too.
Indeed.
Yeah. All right. So
to find out more about bitcoins, go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, do that. 855-450-FREE. Let's continue. Corbin's on the line listening in Charleston, South Carolina to WSEFM. Hey, Corbin.
Hey there, how are you?
Welcome. We're doing well. Go ahead.
Good. You're in southern New Hampshire or you're in northern?
Southwestern New Hampshire in Keene.
Then you know Mount Monadnock.
Yes, very well.
I climbed the East Trail last summer.
You and everyone else in the world,
it's
apparently.
The most climbed mountain in the Western Hemisphere.
it was an easy climb, and I was able to see the Prudential Building in Boston in the distance.
Did you bring binoculars?
No, you can see it with a naked eye on a super clear day.
On a super clear day?
Yeah, it would have to be pretty clear.
Yeah, you really can. It's neat. I used to live in New York. I used to work for E.F. Hutton and Lehman Brothers. I'm retired down here, and sometimes I wish I were back in the Middle Atlantic or New England. But I was in New York recently, and I saw a movie called The Rape of Nanking. Are you somewhat familiar with it?
No. What? Tell me more.
The Rape of Nanking was the abuse by the Japanese of the Chinese locals and nationals when Japan, and this is coming up, of course, because of Pearl Harbor yesterday, mm-hmm. when the Japanese basically conquered all of Asia. I'm also a Vietnam veteran, and I've been all over Asia, but that's not really part of this conversation. It astounded me as to what the Japanese did to the Chinese, and it was how they abused them. We're not only talking about rape, but murder, pillage, burning. There were original, it was a movie. One can probably rent it, but I saw it at a movie theater, and that one, Guard movie theater down on Houston Street,
mm-hmm.
and it left me somewhat shattered, even after having been in Vietnam
wow.
during the war. And I've come to the conclusion, and I'm wondering what you feel about this, and perhaps others will call in and be appalled. But I've come to the conclusion that in my lifetime, and I'm 69, the Chinese are going to take over Japan and decimate those people. In response, therefore, not only for what the Japanese did to the Chinese, but to all of the people of Asia, and including our islands of Hawaii.
You're saying decades later that they're still harboring animosity and they're going to invade Japan?
I believe that at some point, the Chinese, I've been out of the military for 50 years, but I have younger people who are over 40 years. They're younger people I know who've been involved with the military more recently than I, and they have told me that there are two enemies of the United States, India and China. I don't know whether it's true or not. It's just what they think. And I don't care about India at this point. But the movie was very poignant to me, and I think it pointed out the brutality of the Chinese. Of the Japanese in Asia, which was similar to the brutality of the Germans in Europe.
Well, I mean, this was how things were done. To some extent, that time frame is a change from the old world to the new. The sacking of a city, previous times, this is what occurred. This was normal behavior as far as the sacking of a city went. It's not something that we accept today, and this was sort of the last, this is shocking to Americans, and absolutely,
correct.
It should be. But I wonder, currently, China and Japan are doing a lot of trading back and forth. I mean, there's a little bit of kerfuffle about some basically unoccupied islands right now. But
they're tussling over it, and also over Taiwan.
Yep,
and also
the Kuril
Islands, which the Japanese claim and which the Chinese do as well. There's a lot going on in the Pacific. I happen to listen to AM Live, or there's a show that comes on. I'm a courier down here in Charleston, so I can listen to late night radio, 2, 3, 4, 5 in the morning. And there's a philosophy that was promulgated last night on this very radio station by AM Morning, whatever it was.
Right, Coast to Coast AM, I'm going to guess.
It's a talk show, and one of the people who called in was very articulate and very intelligent. And his thesis was, the United States forced the Japanese to attack us at Pearl Harbor because of the sanctions that we put on the Japanese. And
yep.
I began to think about this and think about the Japanese in Hawaii and the Japanese in Singapore and the Japanese in Vietnam, the Japanese and what they did in the Philippines, and the death march of the American soldiers. And it began to irritate me about the Japanese.
Well, I don't think it's fair to just put all the, you know, I don't think it's fair to do that, to just throw everybody who's in Japan in that category of the Japanese. I mean, the people who are alive today aren't generally the same people that were around for World War II. As Mark pointed out, there's a lot of trade going on today, more so now perhaps than in the past. And you don't attack your trading partners. So I don't know if I believe.
But I think the Chinese have an ulterior motive. Now, remember, we protect Japan. Japan doesn't have an army to speak of. Japan doesn't have a navy to speak of compared to the Chinese or ours. And I think the Chinese are positioning themselves. And I don't think I'm going to be dead when it happens and I'm 69. I think the Chinese are positioning themselves to, at some point, cost the United States or force us to tip our hand as to whether
they own us. You know, they own the United States lock, stock, and barrel economically. I don't see any reason why they would want to cause destruction to, you know, the group of people that are basically in hock to them. But I think it's an interesting theory,
that's
Corbin.
A good anyway, the movie called The Rape of Nanking.
Thanks for the recommendation. We'll be sure to put it on the Netflix list. And thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you.
I'm looking at a visualization of all the world's aircraft carriers, and I see something like 24 for the United States, and I see 1 for China.
Well, they're coming up economically. I mean, no doubt about that.
In his lifetime, they got 10 years to get air superiority. I don't know.
It doesn't seem likely they're going to attack the United States.
That's what they'd have to do if they were to attack one Japan.
They're already taking over economically. I mean, they're owning a lot of debt and things here. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Aberin, and it's the only product on the market today, clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Aberin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-525-2563. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Aberin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Aberin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and I'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number. In these remaining moments, enough time for you if you dial in right now, 855-453-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Hey, maybe you like this show. Maybe you would like to help support Free Talk Live. We sure would appreciate it. One of the ways you can do it is by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. As an earlier caller suggested, that caller was, by the way, using the amp phone lines, which is one of the perks that you will receive as a Free Talk Live amplifier. You'll get that phone number, as well as access to the Amp Only call-in or the Amp Only podcast, the Amp Only forum. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about the AMP program. And the basic concept is you send us $5 a month, and we will take that money and invest it into the show to get Free Talk Live on more radio stations, bring more internet listeners on board. Hopefully we'll be announcing a couple of new stations next week that will be coming on board all 7 nights a week, which is always good. It's always good when that happens.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll be coming on live all 7 nights, so that's even better. And it's the AMP program that made that possible because that station in particular needed some satellite hardware. They did not have the receiver that most stations have in order to receive the show. So I sent them one because we've got the AMP money and we're able to afford those sorts of things. We're talking about a $1,000 satellite receiver here. So it's the AMP program that makes that possible. And all it is $5 a month from you. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You get the perks that I mentioned. And, you know, you help us out, too. It's a big deal for us. So thank you. amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. To the phone. Rick, listening in Iowa to XM Satellite Radio's Extreme Talk. Hey, Rick.
How you doing?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, basically, I wanted to call in and fill you guys in on something that's been happening out here in Washington, Iowa. In 2010, we had five county supervisors against most of the residents in the county bring in zoning.
Okay.
And we fought hard and diligently against them and tried to convince them that if they did this, they would pay. And we have made them pay. We have replaced 4 out of the 5 of the supervisors.
Nice.
And the new supervisors will be seated. We just replaced 3 of them in the last election. We got 1 in the first election 2 years ago.
Now, are these new supervisors pledged to actually remove zoning?
Yes, they are, because that's how they got elected. We formed a committee called Free County, and it was in the many people joined, many people got on board,
mm-hmm.
and all through this whole zoning process, we had a public forum meeting of which about 500 people showed up, and at least you could tell by the tone of it, at least 70 to 80% of the people were against zoning, and these supervisors kept talking about this great silent majority, which obviously didn't come out to vote for them.
Right.
We had one guy. These were all Republicans. Now, you know, these liberty minded Republicans. We had one Republican who lost in the primary and came back and ran as an independent, and we beat him even more soundly in the general election.
Excellent.
Than we did, so now we're getting ready to do something that's not been done before in the history of the country. On January 1st, we're going to have our first. We have to have 3 meetings, which takes 3 months to rescind zoning.
I don't believe that's true. I believe zoning was recently rescinded. Was it up here, Mark, somewhere, or was it that it just didn't go through? Surely zoning's been turned around before. Really? Is this the first time ever?
Never has been done. And I'm sure that when we do this, you know, because Iowa did Agenda 21 way back in the early 90s. They signed on to it, and that's what the whole deal is the Agenda 21 thing. I'm sure the state's going to come down and tell us we can't do it, and we're going to be in a bigger fight yet.
Mm.
So we might be making national news here pretty soon.
That's exciting. I am elated for you.
I am also, I've been listening to you guys for about a year and a half, and sometimes y'all make my head hurt because you bring things up that it takes me a long time to study on and think about, and don't always agree with everything you do, but I agree with most of it. You know, I like the idea of the Free State Project. I just wish you had to pick New Hampshire to do it.
Well,
I wish you'd have picked a state like Iowa. I think it would have been probably been an easier deal, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe. Iowa doesn't have an international border or a deep water port, though.
And it wasn't
This is true.
Sorry. It wasn't even one of the options on the list of possibilities. There were 10 different candidate states. The 10 candidate states were chosen as on a basis primarily of population. There were a couple other factors involved, and Iowa's got too many people, according to the numbers. 3 million people live there. Certainly not one of the more populated states, but not one of the lowest in order
anymore.
To be.
We're down to 2.7 since I
really
moved out here. Yeah, since I moved out here in 95, we've lost 2 U.S. representatives. We had 6, now we've got 4. And then there's one other thing I wanted to
ask. Don't worry, they're not worth anything.
Plus, the place is pretty big, too. What is it, 56,000 square miles. How long does it take you to get to the state capital from where you live?
It takes me about 2.5 hours, depending on how pissed off I am.
Either way, man, big. I mean, that's a big success for you to be able to eject sitting city councilors, or in this case, selectmen, or whatever they call themselves there in Iowa.
County supervisors.
And then put in people that have pledged to repeal the expansion of government. I hope that they actually stick to their pledge and that this pans out for you. Will you let us know?
Oh, absolutely. We have told them all. For Free County to support them, they had to sign a pledge that they were absolutely against zoning. And we have promised them all when they got elected, we replaced these other guys. Your job's on the line. You got 4. Oh, that's a cushy job, man. They meet once a week, they meet once a week. They do a little stuff around the county and make $35,000 a year. You know,
not too bad.
Real great job. No, not bad at all. One other thing I wanted to ask: are you guys in control of where XM puts your program at what time?
No.
Afraid not. No, that's Premier Radio Networks. The channels that we're on XM do not appear on Sirius, so that's why we're only heard on XM, and that's due to an agreement that Premier had with XM. Clear Channel was an investor in XM back in the day when they got started up, and so they claimed 10% of XM's bandwidth. So Premier So the channels you're listening to aren't even actually programmed by XM in any way, shape, or form. They're programmed by Premier Radio Networks, and they make those decisions. But they certainly would, I'm sure, be willing to listen to you if you were to reach out to them.
I know XM won't. I've called XM a couple times about it, but I guess I'll call Premier and find out. Because he used to come on at 8 o'clock Central Time, and I used to listen to you every night.
You mean during the week? You're talking about during the week?
Yes, during the week.
Right, because you're listening on Extreme Talk tonight, and Extreme Talk carries us live from 6 to 9 Central, 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. And so that we're cool with, obviously, that's great. And I'm cool being on XM however much time they want to put us on. I appreciate being there at all because our XM audience is great and very participatory. I mean, they've been the bulk of the call load that that we've had tonight.
I will say this to you. You know, I was ready to cancel my XM subscription until you guys popped up because I listened to you on the computer before.
Well, that's definitely something to tell them. And, you know, if enough people contact them, it'll make a difference. But, yeah, contact Premier, tell them you want to hear more Free Talk Live and that you want to hear us live during the week as well, because it sure would be great to be live. For our listeners that don't know, we're on two different XM channels, which is pretty unusual. I don't know how many shows.
One of the very few shows that are on two.
So we're on Extreme Talk on the weekends, but during the week we're on America's Talk, and they delay broadcast our show by a couple of hours. They were carrying all 3 hours for a while, and then they cut us back to two. But just to give you a little bit of history, when we started with XM, we were on for I think we started with 2 hours, and then they added our third hour, and then they cut it back to 2 hours, and then they added the third hour again. So it just all depends on, you know, the programming shuffling that they've got going on there. And one of the reasons why we've made it as far in the business as we have is because we're really flexible. A lot of the companies, a lot of the shows that you hear out there, the Glenn Becks and the Rush Limbaughs and those guys, they have these corporate contracts that are pages and pages and pages long, and you can't cut those guys back. Like, they are not flexible at all. You've got to air their show, and you got to air all 3 hours, and if you miss an hour, you've got to play all their commercials at some other time. You know, like with Free Talk Live, if a station wants to take an hour of our show, fine, take an hour. If you want to preempt the show, put on baseball, preempt the show. It's no problem. So we've always been really flexible, and that helps keep us on. So rather than cut us out entirely, you know, it's like with these other shows, their only option would be, if they wanted to make a change to their schedule, would be to cancel the show entirely. So luckily, you know, we're still on 2 hours because we're cool with that. But again,
that's
any feedback that you – go ahead.
Yeah, I said the guy that replaced you was some big neocon by the name of David Webb, and I hear him on the Mike Church Show every now and again, and I can't stand the guy, really. You know, just gives me crazy. You know, just drives me nuts.
Thank you, Rick, for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. Let us know what happens there in Iowa, and appreciate
I'll keep you updated.
Yeah, man, appreciate hearing from you tonight. So anybody, whether it's XM or your local talk radio station, if you're not getting Free Talk Live all 3 hours per night, all 7 nights of the week, we're on live from 7 to 10 at night Eastern time, so adjust for your time zone as necessary. Contact your local program director and tell him first, thank you for airing Free Talk Live, because you want to keep the call positive, and then ask real nice like for more Free Talk Live. Again, if you don't get us all 21 hours per week live. That's a nice thing to do. It's something good to show appreciation rather than to just say, I hate this other show and you need to do this.
Yeah, well, that happens in the radio business. People, it's a very personal medium, you know?
So you'll stand out if you compliment the programming first. Anyway, we'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Hey folks, how will you get home if a riot or natural disaster happens while traveling? If you're like me, you'll have membership with OnCall International. On the phone is the company CEO, Mike Kelly. Mike, tell us about this coverage.
OnCall International's deluxe membership includes all the great benefits of our annual membership, but also covers emergency evacuation due to earthquakes, volcanoes, political riots, military coups, and more.
Folks, save 30% off your membership today with the code RMAXA30 at OnCallInternational.com.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron Break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.